Good morning again. Well, I do believe we do have angels among us. Do not be afraid. Get up and go. #morelife. At first, I didn't know what that little symbol meant, hashtag. I guess I'm in between the new modern computer stuff and what it's not actually in the Bible like that, but I get the message. But God's message to us is to read the scriptures. Listen to what he is telling us to do. Angels have always played a very important part in the Bible. Before Jesus was born, during Jesus' birth, and after his birth. And the angels, as we can see and as we can feel, are still among us. This week I wanted to talk a little bit about what we've been talking about, the wise men, and how important they were. I recently had a conversation with someone who said, well, I really didn't think they're all that important because they're only mentioned very little in the Bible. But they were important, and one of the things that they were important was that God guided them, and they listened to God. God is always sending us signs and messages, and he is always listening. But are we? The difference between the wise men who came to see Jesus and the other scholars and chief priests and teachers of the law of Moses is that these wise men listened. They were open to God's gifts. They listened to God and they responded to God's message of hope, life, and love. In God's promises of hope, love, and life lies in the baby Jesus. We are on a journey. The story of the Magi is our story. We are looking for hope, life, and love. Well, angels have always been with us, and they're one of the main signs from God to show us how to live each day. We are here right now, right here in this congregation. We are on a journey, much like the ones in Jesus' time. In some days, I think it was much harder back then. But then maybe not. We have a different journey, and we have many, many things in our way. But God still wants us to have that hope and love, and he wants us to listen to him. Angels come to us in dreams, just like he came to Mary and said she would carry God's son, or to Joseph, whom he said, wed Mary and become Jesus' earthly father. God gave us natural signs, and he gave a natural sign to the wise men, the star in the east, to find the baby Jesus. And these wise men listened. They were sent by Herod, but in a dream, the angels came again and said, don't go back the way you came. So God uses signs so many, many times to lead us safely home, just as he led Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus out of Bethlehem to Egypt, a different way home. They became refugees. That sounds kind of familiar to me nowadays, more than it did maybe a few years ago, but there are a lot of refugees right here in this city, right here in our world, that God is still leading, and he is still saying, there are people among us. There are angels among us. But do you think God just wants us to listen to him? Yep, okay. We come to church every week. You know, we listen to God. We have our dinners, and we have our breakfasts, and we reach out to people. But do you think God just wants us to stay right there? I don't think so. I think we have a lot of work to do. And the good thing about all of that is do not be afraid, because God will be with us. He will be with us always. No matter what our circumstances are, God will lead us, and he will give us signs every single day of our life. This is a little addition to what I was going to say, but God is with us every single day. And even a few days ago, I was like a little beside myself. I had a few things going on, and all of a sudden, I was running here and there, and my mind was going everywhere. I don't know if that ever happens to any of you. It just probably doesn't, you know. But it did to me, and my husband said to me, what are you doing? There's only four rooms in this apartment. You've been in every one of them about four times. I said, yeah, I have. Okay, give me 5 minutes. He goes, what are you going to do? I said, I am going to sit down and center myself, and I am going to write a letter to God. And I did. And it just seemed like even the whole rest of the week went better. And I thought, he sent me a sign. Calm down. Know that I am here. So he wants us to know that he is here. He is here with every single one of us, no matter what, where we've been or what's happened in our life or what will happen in our life. And one of the things that came up this week for me was to look back in the past a little bit to see where people that have been there before us, how have they kept their faith, or to see that they have kept their faith. The first person that came to mind was our dear friend Alan Lum, who I've known for about 15 years and just a very dear person, and we lost him this past week. But he lived life fully, and he was 95 years old, and I know a lot of his story. I've kind of been his adopted daughter for a few years, but just some of the things that he's been through and that he has seen is just amazing. And to have known him and his faith will go on forever. And so we never know ever whose lives we are going to touch or whose lives are going to touch ours. So our journey here on earth is not necessarily easy. Jesus never said it would be. But God is still leading us. We see hope every day in newborn babies, in little children's faces, in everywhere. Sometimes we have to look a little harder, but we see God. Listening to God and looking for his signs and believing him and having faith is what it's all about. Did you ever try to take a trip to some place you'd never been without a map? There's a few stories on that one. Oh, who needs a map? I know where we're going. My mother was lost one time, my mother and my sister, and they went up and down a road, and they were trying to find this particular place, and finally they pulled on the side of the road, and a cop came by, and he says to my mom, well, where are you going? And she told him, and he goes, ma'am, he had a sense of humor, he says, ma'am, no roads go there. And she's like, really? But I guess the reason I kind of mentioned that was because God had a sense of humor. And if you don't listen to him and you don't open up your Bible and you don't practice what you believe, what God has put on your heart, then you will be lost forever. It is hard to find your way. Have you ever gone through your house without any lights on and looking for something? I did once. I went to get a book out of the living room, and I said, oh, I know the book's at the end of the Hard Rock coffee table. No, it was at the other end, and I had a nice bruise. So I know that we need light and that God is giving us that light. So I can't imagine how difficult it must have been for travelers in Jesus' time, but God sent signs in so many forms, such as the star, are the angels who came to people in dreams. He is always with us. He sent Jesus to be the light of the world. And he wants us to continue praising him, listening to him, and keep looking for his signs, which he sends to us every day. Our world today has been has seen many tragic things, but so did Jesus' world. God did not forsake the people in Jesus' time, and he will not forsake us. He gives us these signs to let us know that he is listening, and he wants us to act and continue to do his work. We do have a lot of work to do, and God will be with us every step of the way. Amen.